Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast. I am Massimo Pigliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will be your guide through this reading. Let's reflect on Seneca, on Tranquility of Mind 1. I have to confess the greatest possible love of thrift. I do not care for a bed with gorgeous hangings, nor for clothes brought out of a chest, or pressed under weights and made glossy by frequent manglings, but for common and cheap ones, that require no care either to keep them or to put them on. For food, I do not want what needs whole troops of servants to prepare it and admire it, nor what is ordered many days before and served up by many hands, but something handy and easily come at, with nothing far-fetched or costly about it, to be had in every part of the world, burdensome neither to one's fortune nor one's body, not likely to go out of the body by the same path by which it came in. Today we begin our study of Seneca's On Tranquility of Mind, inspired by an earlier work written by Democritus around 400 BCE, and in turn later on inspiring Plutarch to write a similar book. On Tranquility of Mind is often thought to have been written around the year 60, when the situation between Seneca and Nero was already deteriorating. The passage we are examining is about Seneca's preference for a simple lifestyle, despite being one of the wealthiest men in the empire. Seneca is often criticized for hypocrisy, being a wealthy Stoic. But the fact is that there is nothing in Stoicism that prohibits wealth, so long as one acquires it justly and is ready to let it go at any moment. All the evidence points towards Seneca actually living a fairly modest life compared to his means. Moreover, he did have the right attitude about wealth, as he repeatedly, if unsuccessfully, tried to shed much of it in exchange for a quiet retirement away from court. Notice also the little sarcastic bit at the end, where he says that he doesn't want the kind of food that is, quote, likely to go out of the body by the same path by which it came in, unquote. A reference to truly decadent parties hosted by some members of the Roman aristocracy. So, what is your attitude toward wealth and expensive food in particular? Thank you for joining me for another Stoic Meditation. If you like this podcast, please go to anchor.fm/StoicMeditations and click on the support button. Thank you.